Will you notice verse 5? And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. You see, they were there for the very simple reason that they were there for this Feast of Pentecost. And they'd come from everywhere. Verse 6. Now, when this was noised abroad, the better translation is this. Now, when this sound having taken place. In other words, the multitude came together. You see, all of Jerusalem heard it. Do you remember the first time that you heard the sound barrier that was broken? I never shall forget. Right here in Pasadena, where I live, the sound barrier was broken the first time. And all of us were out in our front yard wanting to know where the sound came from. We'd never heard anything like it before. And this was something that these people had never heard before either. And they all came to the temple, for they knew it was apparently in that area. And I'm of the opinion that's where these men and women were at the time in the 120. So we are told here they were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And the imperfect is used here, and it should be. Each man was hearing them speak in his own dialect. Now, not only, friends, were they speaking another tongue, that is, not an unknown tongue, but another tongue, but there are different dialects of the same tongue. And they were hearing this. This man may hear Latin spoken as it was in northern Italy. The others, it was spoken in southern Italy. And they were using the dialect. I always get amused when I hear somebody talk about speaking in tongues, and I ask them what tongue they're speaking in. They always say it's an unknown tongue, and I always like to ask them, what dialect were you speaking in of the unknown tongue? You see, the very interesting thing is that these actually were speaking in a dialect. Now, it'd be very difficult for me to speak in another dialect. As you well understand, I have a decided one, and I couldn't come up with an English or a French accent to save my life. But that's what these folk were doing at that day. Now, there's another angle of this. There are those that believe that the sense here is not that they were speaking in an unknown tongue at all, but that they were speaking in their normal tongue, and the miracle was in that they heard it in their own language. And you'll notice that that is what it says. Every man heard them speak in his own language. Now, is the miracle in the speaking or in the listening? Now, that may be something for some of the tongues folk to turn over and think about for just a little. And the miracle, after all, I think is in the hearing. And I do not mean that they didn't speak in the tongue, but we need to be able to hear things accurately today. Now they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And notice where they came from. Parthians and Medes, Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, Cappadocia, way up in Asia Minor, and Pontus in Asia, and that's a province of Asia. Phrygia, Pamphylia in Egypt, here's Africa, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. They were there from three continents. They were there, men that had diverse and different tongues, and they're now hearing these Galileans speak to them in their own language. There was no unknown tongue on the day of Pentecost. Verse 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt. That is, they were perplexed is the better word. They didn't understand it, saying one to another, what meaneth this? They didn't quite get it. Others, mocking, said, these men are full of sweet wine. Not new wine, but sweet wine. In other words, I understand that's a little more intoxicating. These men are really drunk. And if you ever notice, Paul says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, a drunk man seems to have more power. He certainly is more talkative. And I wonder if many of us today do not need a filling of the Holy Spirit to loosen our tongue, not to speak an unknown tongue, but to speak the gospel to others. My friend, that's the kind of a tongues movement we need today. And by the way, we need that tongues movement of giving the gospel in the language that the man can understand it. That's the thing that's all important. Now, Simon Peter's going to stand up and answer that.